Come on.
I do like a good bratwurst.
A good bratwurst?
Over a Dodger dog?
A Dodger dog?
A Dodger dog?
They've never had a Dodger dog.
How about a chili cheese coney from Sonic?
Yeah, what do you get, the 12-foot one?
Boy, there's only one. If you're going to Sonic to get a chili cheese coney, you're getting the foot long. Let's be honest here. Welcome back to episode 5 of In the Dirt. I'm Alex Malazzo.
And I'm Hayden Travinsky. Today we have two newcomers to the program. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Mac Bingham, outfielder from San Diego.
Gage Jump, left-handed pitcher.
And these are both, portal guys with some college experience we're getting.
Obviously, you two being transfer guys, tell us a little bit about the process and the decision-making. Obviously, you played for Coach Johnson plenty of years ago. And I just want to know what went into that process.
For me, I only had 16, 17 innings in college, so it was really different and tough because I knew a lot of colleges wouldn't really be as interested. And I've known Coach Johnson throughout high school. He's known my family. He wanted my brother to come here. So we kind of already had that. We established kind of we already knew each other and had a little relationship, and I knew he wanted me to play for him. And I wanted to be in the SEC, and LSU was really the only place that I wanted to go to.
Yeah, did you and Thatcher, obviously, both y'all being at UCLA, did that play a part in your decision coming here and just kind of knowing what LSU baseball was about with him being on last year's team? Did that play a role, and were y'all in contact at all once you entered the transfer portal?
Yeah, I think just having a familiar face all the way out here is huge. And, you know, I was talking to him a lot last year, so, yeah, definitely played a role.
Mine was a little different. I knew I'd only have 1 year, like, wherever I went. And originally, obviously, I was hoping to get drafted, but I entered the portal.
Weren't we all?
Enter the portal and hopes to maybe play at a new place if not, get a new experience for my last year. And I knew I wanted to be the SEC. And when I first entered, Coach Johnson was the first to reach out right away. And obviously I know the whole staff, which is really welcoming, kind of like knowing someone, Thatcher in his case. So in this decision, it was really easy. Obviously, this is the best baseball school possible. And then along with that, knowing the entire coaching staff, it wasn't a difficult decision. So happy I made it. And, yeah.
Yeah, that worked out. I didn't think about it until you just said that. But you played for Chief, Coach Johnson, Coach Yeski. They were Isaac. All at Arizona. Yeah, Isaac, our trainer. they were all at Arizona. And then – obviously, once you hit the portal, they're all here now. So I'd say that worked out.
Gage, you mentioned Thatcher. Yourself, myself, and Thatcher share a living situation together.
We do.
What's been your thoughts on that thus far? Other than the dishwasher leaks, what's been your favorite?
I think besides, you know, a leak here and there, I've really enjoyed it. Shout out Angus Travinsky. He's the best dog in the world.
man.
But yeah, we got a good little group over there.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't think we've talked about Angus. I think you got to tell everybody who Angus is.
Yeah, he deserves to be shouted out.
AT, you got to bring him up.
AT, yeah, that's good. Angus is my little puppy. He'll be 4 here in about 3 weeks. He's the best dog in the world. He'll be featured on the podcast along with Buck at some point, which is Alex's little son.
They're not, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a massive issue.
Yeah, we'll bring Hayden's mud on the podcast, and we'll bring my dog as well.
It's not a mud.
No, Angus is a goat, though. He's
he spends a lot of time up at the field.
Yeah, I think everybody knows Angus.
I've only known him for, 5 months now?
Yeah.
He's family.
And his tail wags 24/7.
I think
even
we got
when he's sleeping, it's still wagging.
We gotta find a way to get Angus on road trips.
We were talking about that.
I know, that'd be great.
Have him in the dugout.
That'd be great.
I got an open seat on that bus, right next to me.
Look, he's been here longer than most of this program has. I got him Yeah, right when COVID hit, the month after. And then I got lucky enough, not lucky, but I was hurt a lot. So I spent a lot of time just chilling with him, and he's a good dog.
Speaking of dogs, how many dog years do we have in baseball?
Oh, this is a good one. We did the math.
We have a lot of dog years between us three in college baseball. Was it 110 dog years?
105 dog years and 15 combined years.
We've been
with this season.
There's a lot of experience. We've seen some stuff.
So, obviously, being from California, I'm not sure the locations of Cali. I'm not very well versed in, you know, north, south, et cetera.
What, you're like an hour and a half from me?
Yeah, Max, San Diego. I'm Orange County, so I'm an hour north.
The big OC.
And there's LA. LA's right,
like,
above me.
Yeah, what's the big things to do where you're from and where you're from? Like, what's, if I went to California and I was going to your town, what am I doing?
I mean, I'd probably say the beach, right?
Yeah, we'd go to the beach. Petco's obviously big. Depending on the time, there's the horse races, which are right next to me, which are awesome. I mean, they have, like, the touristy stuff, like San Diego Zoo is, like, number one.
Mm-hmm. I think it's actually the Omaha Zoo.
Well, then it's number two.
Omaha Zoo.
We got SeaWorld.
Yeah. Boo. SeaWorld's best.
All right. Obviously, both of y'all being from California, how has the transition been, you know, moving halfway across the country to come play baseball here? I just kind of want to hear about everybody. It's kind of a question we ask everybody that's from out of state. And just kind of what have your experiences have been like here at LSU in Baton Rouge? What have you enjoyed doing? And obviously meeting a lot of new people, a lot of new faces. How has that been for y'all?
Yeah. I mean, at first I had to drive three days to get here in my truck. So that was a long journey, but
what do you do on such a long trip? How do you keep yourself entertained?
Listen to music, some podcasts. I was with my mom, so I wasn't alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stopped at some like gas station food snacks and stuff like that. But the transition was I was a little nervous at first. I mean, moving all the way across here and didn't know anyone besides the coaching staff. So had to meet all the players first, and Hayden was actually the first one to come greet me. He had a swollen face at the time from surgery. But yeah, it was good to meet everyone, and came to the field and just slowly met everyone and started to build that bond, and obviously connected with Gage and Thatcher. Played against them. They both pitched on Sunday, actually, when we played them.
Sunday, guys.
Yeah, that actually, what Hayden's face wasn't swollen from surgery. That was from his dirty bulk after we won. He went home and hammered Andy's like
no free
four
shot
times
outs.
A day.
He was on a.
It was two times. Well, one technically, but I would split it between.
Yeah,
the day,
no.
Obviously.
He told me the order. He would go. He would buy two items, eat one at the time, save the other for later. Maybe mix in something else in between. Eat the Andes at night.
It gets cold here. I have to hibernate.
How has your transition been?
It's been really good. I think, obviously, moving to Louisiana is pretty far. But for me, kind of the big decision is playing in the SEC and being on a team like this. So I didn't care where I traveled. And, you know, experiencing Louisiana, like the culture, the people. So far, it's been really amazing.
Yeah, you also got to catch you in both fall inter-squad games against McNeese and ULL. How cool was that for you to see the fans in the stadium in a fall baseball game while it's months away from, you know, opening day?
Yeah, it was pretty nuts, to be honest. Yeah. I think
don't experience that.
At least in college, I mean, I want to say when we went to Arizona, there was some people there. Obviously, it was just kind of a normal conference game, but that was a scrimmage in whatever it was, October. And so, yeah, that was really fun. I mean, the people, I mean, they were yelling after the game, and everyone was, like, running up to you guys. So that was awesome.
I think that's something that's really cool that transfers or new guys to the program, they get the experiences like, yeah, opening day, there's going to be 10 to 15,000 people here, and it's going to be like that throughout the season. But also, when we travel to a place like Minute Maid, going back there, that's one of my favorite tournaments we go to. Just seeing all the fans that are going to travel to our away games, away series, and then all the fans that we have in Texas is pretty cool.
Dude, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, one of my favorite games was freshman year playing Texas in Minute Maid, and, like, that was an eye-opening experience for me because, I mean, there was 20,000 people there,
yeah,
and probably 15,000 LSU fans in Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
No, I definitely feel welcomed with how many fans are here, and they're all just so excited. And even my first ever football game, Hayden probably got stopped like 6 times, 7 times in the span of just the walk there, just to say hi and stuff. So yeah. Feel the support when you're here.
Yeah, they treat us well. Yeah, so some parks, especially MLB parks, are notorious for their selection of ballpark food. That can consider like little Nathan's hot dog, little ballpark Frank. But what is a list of things that fall into your category of best ballpark food? We're going to do a little draft here.
All right. I'll start it off. Number one, I'm going a glizzy and a deece right away. Strong. I think the combination
that's a good combo.
That's strong.
Of a, especially a ballpark Frank.
Of ballpark Frank and then, you know, a iced Diet Coke that that doesn't get
when we're talking
better.
About that ballpark Frank, that big grease missile, are we talking about chili cheese, mustard? What's your go-to?
For me, I'll probably go chili cheese, but
chili cheese.
I think, you got to load her up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so my first pick, I got to have finger food while I'm there. Got to be able to just grab and go. Garlic fries.
Garlic fries.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know about that one.
No, you got to have finger food.
I get
yeah, but here's the thing,
food.
Though. Too much garlic, then you got to go buy an
$8
water.
I did garlic fries slash fries. You know, not all places have garlic fries.
You got to pick
but
one.
But if they had garlic fries, I'm getting them.
I don't know about that one, dude.
All right, we'll move on, but... Not a solid first choice, Mac. Right.
Yeah. I'm going peanuts. Pretty solid. You know, you could crack them down, like 4 bags of them. Feel pretty good.
Yeah, they make a mess.
It's a little boring for me.
Nice activity. It's a lot better than.
It's a little boring.
A lot better than.
Fries. My number two pick is ice cream and a baseball hat, preferably with fudge.
I just go back to the pricing. You throw in that
$11.99
that little hat, yeah.
Little you're you gotta have the hat.
That little helmet. It's, we're talking about like $20 for an ice cream.
I mean,
I guess while you're there, you enjoy the experience.
You're gonna get it, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, throw away the prices right now. We're just doing food.
Mm.
Okay, fair.
All right. Number three, I'm going the cup full of frozen lemonade, specifically the yellow one.
Oh, a little Minute Maid lemonade.
Yep, that one. That one slaps. That one.
That's not a food, though. That's a drink.
Dude.
No,
frozen. I think he's talking about the one. Yeah.
The frozen. The slush.
I mean, I put a deece at number one.
All right. Okay. My number three is chicken fingers. Got to have some chicken fingers.
Back with some cold takes here.
You don't like those?
Chicken fingers are good.
But
they're all right.
We're at a ballpark.
So I'm going nachos.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You're just getting crushed here, dude.
Yeah, well.
Nachos in Death Valley.
Yeah.
I did have loaded nachos, but we're going to take that off mine. See, I'm not trying to get roasted again, but hot pretzel with cheese. Like a hot, fresh pretzel with cheese.
All right, I'm going popcorn at number five.
We're just going to immediately skip it.
Moving along.
Yeah, we're going with popcorn. I think
that's another good one.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's just a solid pick.
I can't believe you guys. And then number five, I'm going a loaded bratwurst.
Okay.
A German grease missile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I'd rather have a bratwurst than a glizzy.
I don't know.
I'm taking it 10 out of 10.
Well, I think I'm going to back that.
I'm taking it.
I do like a good bratwurst.
A good bratwurst?
Over a Dodger dog?
A Dodger dog?
A Dodger dog?
They've never had a Dodger dog.
How about a chili cheese coney from Sonic?
Yeah, what do you get, the 12-foot one?
Boy, there's only one. If you're going to Sonic to get a chili cheese coney, you're getting the foot long. Let's be honest here.
goodness.
What are the hot dogs called at Truist? What do the Braves call them? Brave dog?
I'm not sure, but I was going specific.
A brave dog?
Petco's got tri-tip nachos that are phenomenal.
Tri-tip, what's on?
Petco's got like mahi-mahi,
like
mahi,
like tri-tip nachos. Loaded tri-tip nachos.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, that could have been in your list.
I didn't want to go specific like
California
ballpark.
They have like taco trucks pretzel? And stuff there. Like, is tacos a big thing?
You can
get
tacos. You can get like burritos.
They gotta have sushi at Petco too.
They have sushi at Petco.
I think I'm gonna steer clear of a ballpark sushi.
Yeah,
I've seen you eat. Seen you eat Mathern sushi.
No, I haven't. Liar. Here's my thing, though. I'll be honest with y'all. I don't think I've ever been to a true MLB game.
What?
Like, in person. We don't have them around here. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, what is the closest?
Arlington's our closest one. Or for me, it is.
Well, Truist? Yeah,
like,
no, Arlington.
Oh.
Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of the time, we're in baseball season when, like, games are going on at Minute Maid. So, maybe I think the only game I've been, we used to have a minor league team here in New Orleans, the Zephyrs. I went to a few of those games, but like
who Jamie Tutko actually used to work for?
He did them and the Marlins, or were they the Marlins?
That was the Marlins.
That was Marlins. But yeah, football's like big. I've been to Saints games, Pelicans, but yeah, we need a baseball team here. Yeah.
We have one. Us.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
us.
Yeah, we are the baseball team.
Yeah, we have one.
But we do have hockey.
Mm. You got hockey here?
Yeah, minor league hockey.
Shout out to the Shreveport Mudbugs.
Pretty electric. They hockey brawl team. in the minor league hockeys.
Oh, yeah, that's how you make it
up.
Yeah. Those are sick. You're not there for a long time. No. Just a good time.
Just a great time.
Yeah.
Hopefully for a few fights.
Well, we'd like to thank you all for having us on the show. Thank you to the two of you. We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go.
Thank you all.